Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
There's no camera.
Happy hour and fuck Trump in every cartoon voice in the world.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He's a fucking asshole.
Can I do my
Tara
Robert
Strong,
De Niro?
Carlos Sells, Rocky. Fucking come on.
Come on, voiceover legends. Tara and I.
This is Tara Strong. How exciting. Your old hat, Carlos. But Tara.
Go ahead.
How exciting that you're here. Listen, first of all, he's a fucking brony.
I see. What a great shirt.
He got to lift Tara over the threshold of your office.
He carried me into your studio.
Tara has a broken foot.
What did you do?
They both almost went straight and gay at the same time.
Okay, you're going to understand this because you're a big dog person, right? So I have a 110-pound Bernese Mountain Dog.
I have two Great Pyrenees.
Right, and she's delicious, and she was at the bottom of the stairs.
She's my new rescue girl.
Right, I had two left to go, and I went, "Who's the prettiest girl at school?" And I fell down the stairs. And I, like, two stairs, yeah. And guess how many fractures I have. You guys win a prize if you guess.
Higher.
27.
Ooh!
Like, more than Samuel Jackson in Unbreakable? Less? A little less?
Price is Right, higher.
More than Bruce Willis? Less than...
Higher. Higher than 27.
14.
Higher than 27.
32.
Ooh.
What? Higher than...
40.
40 fractures.
Where?
You know what? Wait a minute. Can I just say a Bernese Mountain Dog is fucking worth it?
Spike Lee's company?
It's worth it.
40 fractures in a mule? No, wait. Sorry.
I love her so much.
Carlos Louise Alzrocki.
I always get it wrong.
We have fun sound
Lion. Can I do my De Niro swearing now?
Yeah, oh, do
because I always
swear.
Hold back on air.
Because Robert De Niro, like you, hates Donald Trump. And okay, go ahead.
So in honor of Fishbone, one of my favorite bands. Do you want to play it first, or do you want me to? So they know what they're talking about, Sean. Or you want me to just do it?
Let's do it.
This is Robert De Niro doing Fishbone. Oh, way to cue it up. Here it comes. You mother. Lion, piece of sack of shit, sluts, trash can, scummy, dirtbag, bitch! Thank you very much, you motherfucker, you cockfucker. That's it.
Fantastic.
That's good.
Because I have to hold back on the air.
I understand. On the regular show.
Yes.
This is the fuck the fucking FCC show.
Yeah.
This is the happy hour. Tara Strong.
We're allowed
welcome.
To say fuck on this show?
Yeah.
It's okay right. When it's that voice.
Oh, yeah. Dude is raving.
Tara
yeah.
Strong. go ahead, because you are a brony. But it's not just Twilight Sparkle. Say.
Raven.
All
Harley
the
Quinn.
Raven.
Bubbles. Powerpuff Girls. Mm-hmm. I'm Rocky and Bullwinkle. She's the new voice of Rocky.
Rocky. Can you do you have a special message for Donald Trump in any of those voices?
Hokey smokes! We sure love to have our country back from those weird Russians, dude. Bullwinkle, what's that up your sleeve?
Don't worry, he's friends of me and Natasha. I get hookers who pee on him. Right, Natasha?
We don't have a Natasha voice here.
Here's what... Okay. We all... I mean, Carlos I've been in love with for many, many years, but... I just love this article. The people voicing your favorite cartoons hate Trump, too. And...
That's an article?
Right? Everyone we love the most.
That's a real article?
Carlos Rocky, Jim Ward, you...
Billy West.
Where was that?
Billy West.
John DiMaggio. Mark Hamill.
Tara, I'm gay and I've made out with Billy West.
Wow. Where was that article?
That's hard to say.
The URL's at the top.
Somewhere. The internet's been going wild over Star Wars icon, voice actor extraordinaire Mark Hamill, channeling, the Joker, reading Trump tweets, fucking the shit. But Hamill isn't the only voice actor. Tara Strong, who boasts over 460 credits, whatever... Mm-hmm. Including roles in My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Powerpuff Girls, Teen Titans Go, busted out her Harley Quinn to point out the lunacy of statements made by Trump strategist Kellyanne Conway. So wait.
I called it Harley Ann Conway.
Perfect.
You know, there's alternative facts. The Bowling Green Massacre. That was bad one, huh, Puddin'?
Yeah. I love this woman. She's got a great rack, Tara. Over 460 credits, but you got to see the rack on this girl. Canadian bacon.
Two happy hours ago, Aisha Tyler, the voice of Lana, also hates Donald Trump.
I love it.
Yeah. Billy West, all of... What is that, do you think?
Because not only
do you guys all have the most fun together, but you're all fucking brilliant political activists on top of being...
It's justifiable hate in the face of lunacy. Usually hate is not a great emotion, but if it empowers us to get to the polls and get to the... To vote, to get to investigations, to help Mueller with his investigation, then hate in this case is very justifiable. Anybody that is woke or an awake person should vehemently hate this president and the complicity of the GOP. So hate away. It's actually healthy.
Wouldn't Twilight Sparkle want to help Bob Mueller any way that she could?
Well, friendship is magic.
Twilight is definitely a Democrat. I'll tell you that.
I mean,
this episode will just be called Dance Voice Toys Dance.
Dear Princess Celestia, I hope everybody gets out and votes.
This is Walker. I think Trump's an idiot.
Tara, we love you on Twitter, where you are 400,000 strong. But you tweeted, my Twitter's all over the place, but to be fair, I have a lot of different characters in my head to please.
It's kind of true, because my Twitter will be like, wow, I hate Trump. Wow, I hate what just happened, and... Don't forget to watch this show, and I'll be at that con. And wow, I hate Trump, and look at this puppy. Like, that's my...
Yeah, but there was, I got to one, and you're like, bunnies.
Look, bunnies. You have bunnies.
Adorable animals keep me sane on the internet. Yeah.
Like, can I just say I found Jamie, my new rescue dog, through Pet Finder, and I love that Pet Finder is so committed that they were like, here's some Great Pyrenees rescues, but here's some other pets you might like, and it literally the first thing was a bunny. And I was like,
Ironically, it's the same site where Trump finds his wives.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunnies are the worst.
He probably meant to get a bunny.
They're really cute when they're babies, but then they often like turn. When mine was really little, she was so cute, and she just and then she freaking scarred me. She's an asshole. The other bunny's nice though, but you have to be careful.
Both bunnies are assholes, or only one?
No, just one.
Just one. Mm-hmm. But you're a vegan, a very animal rights, you know, spokesperson. So you always, part of the whole thing was to tell people stop fucking being Easter assholes.
Yes,
I'm just saying stop being Easter assholes and getting goddamn fucking bunnies that then end up.
It's insane how many assholes buy bunnies for pictures and then just dump them off.
Yep.
Thank you.
Like my brown bunny, he's the nicer one. Yeah. I've seen him in pictures on different people's crazy shit. That's this bunny.
Yeah.
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 That happened with the Taco Bell Chihuahua thing. People bought tons of Chihuahuas and then blamed it on me.
It's your fucking fault.
It's a stupid fucking commercial. But she has been a long time
fucking
animal.
Chihuahua Hitler. Really?
Yes.
All your fault. You made a goddamn Chihuahua too.
Yeah. Zeke tacos. Drop the nationalism. This is what's pissing me off. How did fucking blind allegiance to nationalism replace the freedom to be an American? How does the NFL try to fucking suppress free expression?
You could be pals with
Putin. Yeah. You could accept money from Russia, and you're a fucking patriot. It's ass. We were talking about on the way over, how insane it is.
Oh, no. It's
just. Well, somebody said forced patriotism is fascism.
Absolutely.
Period.
Right.
Wasn't that your tweet?
No, you know.
No, I stole that from someone else.
Okay, I saw that tweet today,
I steal
too.
Most things from Tara, but...
Okay, I have a favorite one.
All right,
talk
go ahead.
No,
all right, yes.
We'll talk amongst yourself.
One of other Tara's great tweets. Wow, the end of Ryan will grab every damn last straw before admitting any responsibility in the death of children. That gun was easily attained because there's no law in Texas to secure your gun. Yeah, they blamed everything. Trench coats.
Yeah.
Doors.
Ritalin.
Ritalin.
Video games.
Yeah.
Abortion.
Oh, video games.
Abortion.
Video games. Has anyone blamed Tara Strong and Carlos Osrocki specifically about
sometimes
video games?
I get hate shit on Twitter.
Oh, I
get, like,
I never read
you
it.
You do
Justin
this voice and you do that voice, then this one's got a gun and this one's got a gun. And it's like, if everyone became
cartoons.
Violent after watching video games, we'd all be dead.
Yeah. Japan would be fucking, there would be nobody in Japan.
There's something wrong with these people.
It's right. culture here in America.
I love this.
Well, what do
this,
you... Okay, go ahead.
Wait, this was a meme, but it says, if, as you say, a car, a knife, and a hammer are as lethal as an AR-15, then why do you need an AR-15 to protect yourself when you already have a car, a knife, and a hammer?
Yes.
Because their arguments are so
They're disingenuous.
Dumb.
Yeah. And
They're
we, as liberals, know that AR-15 does not stand for automatic rifle. It's an Armalite 15. Remington uses Remington rounds. And was invented by a guy named Eugene Stoner in 1956 or 57 for war, never actually used in war. So, yeah, we know your statistics. I have lengthy arguments with my father-in-law. I was telling Terry about guns.
Yeah.
But at the core, there's an impasse. People that own guns believe that it makes them safer. People, I believe, on our fight, we are in touch with our fear, and we realize that guns don't make us safer. So.
That's, but it's not even just that. It's the propaganda that the NRA puts out. That the left wants to take all your guns. That's completely untrue. The left wants to do this. Left wants to do that. And they're putting out false information to further their agenda, which is a bullshit agenda.
What's the group that you're a part of?
Okay, so NORA.
Yeah.
And the main purpose of this organization is to keep NRA blood money out of politics. And, of course, to promote sensible gun laws that are working literally in every other country in the world. So today, today, two extreme risk restraining order bills passed the state house, one in Massachusetts and one in Illinois. These bills may have prevented several mass shootings, and the NRA opposes them. So this bill basically says if you think your loved one is in danger, you can go talk to the police or the judge and ask for a temporary take of their weapon to protect either themselves from suicide or someone that they love.
That makes too much sense.
Yeah, they're against it. If I went to the police and I said, my friend's husband put a gun to her head and she's fearing for her life, they should be able to go get that fucking gun.
Yeah.
And I think that's where sensible pro-gun people would actually agree.
I've said this, Tara, how many times can we say every single one of these shootings has some strain of misogyny in it? There is some domestic abuse in their past, some bullshit that is, you know, explicitly, right?
I mean, whatever it is, whatever the reason is, to have common sense gun laws, like I said, that are working in every other country. You shouldn't be 18.
Yeah.
You shouldn't be on a no-fly list. You should have to lock up your guns. Like I said, there's no law in Texas. And if someone commits a crime and you did not lock up your gun, you should be charged. There should be heavier penalties. We've been talking about
And by the way, the father in the latest fucking Santa Fe thing said, oh, my son's the victim.
Yeah.
And he's
he was a good boy with
I
a gun.
I have the worst. And he had a assault violation, you know, arrest in the past.
So, right. So if you had an arrest,
yeah.
I'm sorry, like...
My father-in-law would agree. He's a big pro-gun guy. If you've had an arrest or been convicted of domestic violence, hard prison time, take the guns away. That's where we can agree. And I was pointing out to Tara that the guy in Louisiana that was selling the DVDs because the cops thought he had a gun and he did have a gun, he several times before he had been arrested for illegally possessing or carrying a gun. Now, if his penalty would have been stiffer... 5 years, 10 years in jail, he's not in front of that store to get wrongfully killed by the cops. So that's where we can agree. Tougher gun laws when you're found with a weapon can help both the liberal and the conservative side.
I don't know if you saw my exchange this week with this kid that was suicidal, but I love helping people.
Yeah.
And this kid reached out, and we had talked a little bit, and he seemed to be doing okay. And then he said, he put on Twitter, I'm done. I'm going to go buy a gun. And 20 minutes later, he had a picture of a firearm that he purchased.
Yeah, 20 minutes later.
Let me just say, and he posted the pictures and got him help and got everyone together and rallied behind him, and I hope he's okay. But when I spoke to, you know, when you speak to local authorities and you say, will you take that gun? I don't know. They don't know. How could he buy that gun in 20 minutes?
It is a huge...
Knowing what state of mind he must have been in.
It is a huge factor in suicides because, as they say, it is a permanent solution to a temporary problem.
Yeah.
And you can get it immediately, and you can make a decision immediately, and you can carry it out immediately.
Right, and something like 90% of suicides that don't use guns survive.
Guns make up for 51% of all suicides, and it's cumulatively, not as much as cumulatively all other methods. I had this argument with my father-in-law who said, in Japan, they commit lots of suicide. And I said, it would be disingenuous not to think that if guns were readily available in Japan, that suicides wouldn't skyrocket. And he said, no. And I went, okay, that's where you're defying logic. Absolutely it would.
Wait, they were defying logic? Yeah. That's so weird.
The headline is, Texas school shooting, Harley Quinn voice actor Tara Strong livid on Twitter. But EU said hearing the sweet young voices on the news recounting the horror they just survived is beyond heartbreaking. Their lives are forever changed. Those voices should be laughing, playing, and learning. I had two of the survivors of Parkland on, one of whom saw her best friend get her face blown off right in front of her. We're having a mom from Santa Fe shooting on tomorrow who lost her daughter. I mean, we should not be having to have these conversations. We should not be... I'm always awkward about it because I'm like, I don't want to make this into, you know,
I mean,
entertainment. Like,
at least you're giving them a place that they can vent and talk. Do you see the hatred they get?
Yes.
I'm talking survivors and parents of children who died have to combat such disgusting bullying from NRA sycophants.
It's and like, people in the government
this
now.
This person just lost his daughter.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
Like Tommy Lahren, like or Dana Loesch, the response shouldn't be. At least Dana Loesch had the courage to go and do this town hall. I thought it was kind of loose. But somebody like a Tommy Lahren will attack somebody. It's like, why don't you go and talk to the survivors one-on-one? Don't make
and
it an issue on Twitter.
She's whining like a little bitch that someone threw water on her. And by the way, someone made a good point. If that really happened, she would have melted.
And yeah. No, it's
secondly,
my Exorcist one. She's freaking from the
Exorcist.
And
president is defending
What's
her
that?
And not Heather Heyer, who was killed by a car by someone who was like had a different belief than her.
Yeah.
I mean, it's anyway, but you here's what I always love is I feel like we do have all the smartest celebrities and the most politically aware people, and you always get these, oh, shut the fuck up and do your funny voices.
Yeah, Tara gets it all the time. You're not entitled to your opinion.
One Twitter user told you, stick to your cosplay, and you said kids
cosplay.
Died. Right, sorry. I should just
Stephanie.
Dress up, but I'm not entitled to an opinion. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, when did this become America when some people are not entitled to an opinion? Like, and who the fuck are all the
unless you're Scott Baio,
Tommy Lahren? Where the fuck
Scott
did she
Baio
come from?
Or Roseanne or like, how is that different?
It's fuck you, shut up, unless you're on their side. Right. When Kanye spoke up, woo, he's allowed.
Right.
By the way, I happen to have breaking news from somebody that I know that they believed this person, a female, in the Scott Baio sexual abuse case when this person was 14 years old and he was dating her. The DA, the district attorney, believes my friend who it happened to. TMZ.
Okay, Tara, Carlos, hold those thoughts and those voices while we get some more Cameron Hughes wine. Yes, that's right. Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast brought to you by Cameron Hughes Wine. Is it freaking you out, like, how excited I am about Cameron Hughes Wine?
You have, like, a group text message and you send us pictures of your new dog and Cameron Hughes Wine. That's the only thing we get from you is wine and dogs.
Well, my shipment just got here. Okay. I went on their website because I was looking for this. I was thinking, like, how do I, you know, I'm sick of going to the grocery store, the wine store, whatever, and driving and whatever. How do I get it online? Cameron Hughes Wine, it just says exceptional wine, extraordinary value, luxury wines for half the price. That's all you need to know. I don't know if you know I know wine. But I'm telling you, these are fantastic wines, and I know that, like, I'm going, oh my God, I can't believe that's $14. That is a $30 bottle of wine. And it is. They taste wines from all over the country. They do all this sommeliering. I don't even know if that's a word.
It sounds good, though.
They bottle it. It is not a winery. There are different lots. You'll see Cameron Hughes, lot is 549. I tasted the best Chardonnay I've ever tasted. Because Cameron Hughes picks it out for you. And they have the descriptions on there to tell you exactly what you like. Because, you know, if you like buttery or you like that.
Well, and they go to these small artisanal vineyards,
right?
And they get the really good wine that you have to pay like $50 a bottle.
I'm telling you, I'm a wine snob. It's the only thing that saves me. I don't drink cheap, crappy wine.
Well, you're screwed now because now you can drink good wine for cheap.
No, this is amazing. This is not like any other place on where you're getting like name brands and because first of all, they're not great deals.
No,
but this stuff is all exceptional quality, and I'm telling you, it is half the price. There it is, right there. Luxury wines for half the price, and that is exactly right. I couldn't when they first sent it, Travis. Honest to God, I went, this can't be good.
No, you. I walked in the house and you were like, drink this.
$14, $15, $16, $17 a bottle, whatever. You know, they have a range. But anyway, we tried Chardonnay. We tried Pinot Noir. They have a sparkling wine that is fantastic. CH Wine. See what I'm talking about. Nobody delivers high-end boutique artisanal wines better. They've been doing it for over 17 years. It is an unbeatable quality and price, period. And bing, ding, dong, comes right to your door. Like we said, it's when the Lion King baby is here in my neighborhood. Everybody knows when I get my Cameron Hughes wine.
Standing out there in front of the front porch holding up a giant box of wine.
Great wine, direct to you. Finest wines direct to your door. It's such a simple concept. That's why it's so good. Cameron Hughes wine, exceptional value, extraordinary wine. Go to chwine.com. Use that code Miller. What? You get 15% off. That's even on top of... Oh, my... I'm going to explode.
It's killer prices and 15% off.
And free shipping with your minimum 3-bottle order. Go to chwine.com. Use the code Miller to receive 15% off and free shipping with your minimum 3-bottle order today. All right. And now, back to the party. Sip, sip, sip. We just had Kathy Griffin on...
Kathy who? No, I'm just kidding. Says who?
On Happy Hour last week. Says and who? So... She did a dumb, which I told her, I didn't defend her. It was dumb. It wasn't funny. It was like, yeah, but a Halloween mask would catch him. She was under Secret Service investigation for 2.5 months on the no-fly list. You talk about, Tara, you were banned from Facebook for sharing anti-Semitic abuse sent to you from Trump supporters.
Yeah.
So they banned you.
Oh, yeah. I was gone for days. It said, if you think this has done an error, you know, click here, which I did a few times. So it was something that I'd posted on Twitter. There was a picture of me and this actor, Riz. He's hysterical. And he's a Muslim, hilarious, comedic actor, and we're friends. And I posted a picture, and I said, this is what it looks like when Jews and Muslims are friends. Huh. And someone said, go back to the gas chamber, Kike, and take your N-word friends back to the chicken coop, and like a swastika and like a Hail Hitler cartoon.
Wow.
So I posted about that on Facebook, and I said, this is what Donald Trump's rhetoric invites.
Yes.
And shut down. And then everyone was rallying for me. And then after the assessment, they said, after a careful assessment, we've decided to permanently shut your account. If you think this is in mistake, whatever, last chance, click here. So I clicked here and I said, if this page isn't up in 10 minutes, I'm calling ABC News. And it was up in 10 minutes.
Nice.
Nice.
Yes.
Terrorist, you know what?
Kike is a derogatory term for they used to put a kikel at Ellis Island. The symbol was a kikel if you were Jewish. And that's what it stood for. WAP was without papers.
Right.
So that's where that derogatory term stated.
Without papers.
It's a kikel. Without papers, and a kikel was put on.
Could you very inappropriately play Hava Nagila? Because I'm not sure if you know, my dad was a prosecutor at Nuremberg. But also.
Wow, really?
And also.
Wait, really?
Carlos knows my long-term
ex. Tara said your dad looks like Bill O'Reilly.
Like, more handsome.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, more handsome.
Fight, much fight, more handsome. Fight. Kiss, fight. Wait, ooh, what
also,
happened?
Also, Tara, my point is, why I feel it's appropriate to bring this up is also Carlos knows that my longest-term relationship was with a Jewish woman who was in the Israeli army, who was a tank instructor in the Israeli army.
Yes.
And, oh, who also, when Carlos did Funny Voices for me and my KBC radio show in the late 90s, we thought she had a crush on Carlos, which is why she always came in.
Yeah.
Because she wanted to see Carlos. That and turn into a case, Tara.
Thank you very much.
But, okay, can I just say, I love that you worked with the Yiddish theater. Although you did not know the Yiddish language, you performed the Toronto Jewish Theater, and then a youth choir where you sang the lyrics in both Hebrew and Jewish, despite not actually knowing.
Is that what it says? Hebrew and Jewish? That's funny.
Yes.
I mean.
Ani Otev et Otach.
Yofi, ani medaberet Ivrit, aval...
Donald Trump, Badzuna.
I knew I have it. Then
I don't know what's happening.
All I want to just go is lady.
No, so when I was in like the seventh grade, I booked my first kind of professional-ish gig, which is at the Yiddish Theater. And I spoke Hebrew, but I didn't speak Yiddish. So
yeah.
When the like boobies came backstage, like, oh, like, they were so cute.
What? So you are Canadian, and you have both Canadian and United States residency.
The second Trump,
look at her, got hot, stacked, and then I was like, oh, straight, married kids. Oh, okay. All right. I was so hopeful for a minute that I have a plan, exit plan to Canada, but no. How old are your kids?
A 16 and
what's
13.
What's the Jewish equivalent of Rumspringer or whatever? You could do that. Pretend you're Amish and have a weekend with Stephanie.
What? No.
But the day Trump got elected, what did you do?
I got my kids their citizenship. They're dual now. Oh, so we can, you know, take off eh?
Fantastic. And we have like a point of nexus. You were in Rugrats. My friend Vanessa Coffey did Rugrats.
I know Vanessa. Oh,
yeah. Right? She was an executive.
Vanessa was a producer. Yeah, she was also a producer at Rocco. Way back when, with Mary Harrington. Yeah.
Where'd she go?
And she was an executive at Nickelodeon. She produced Rugrats and she also, there's a Billy West connection. Okay.
Yeah, she produced a couple other Nickelodeon kids junior cartoons
I've seen
as well.
Her a long time.
Right. I'm 1 degree of separation from every voiceover person ever. But okay. So, and Jim Ward, Fairly Odd
Jim
Parents,
Ward,
you did that
genius.
As well.
Yeah. Mother! Yes, I did. Timmy Turner's here with me right now.
I wish Cosmo and Wanda were here.
The fairies!
Wow, this place is weird.
Yeah, Mother.
I wish the dogs would come back.
Timmy Turner wants to call you. I'm the Falcon.
Oh, no, it's Crocker.
Dude, it's Turner. That broken foot must be the work of... Oh, hey, God, parents!
Fucking sucks.
No, shut the fuck up, Turner.
Oh, off the charts.
This is why we wanted to book this, because I just don't really have to work. I can just drink.
Turn them on and watch them go.
Turn them on.
Yeah.
We also did Well, Whoopsie together, right? Oh, no, Whoopsie. That was such a fun show to do.
Vanessa also did Ren and Stimpy. That's how the Billy West. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Happy, happy, joy, joy.
Right? Yeah. Aren't we in happy joy time, everybody? Donald Trump's America.
Fucking bloody hell, man. Adam Schiff, our good friend Adam Schiff, said.
No, actually, I always feel like Ren or Stimpy.
You idiot, Stimpy. You idiot. You worm. Liar. Why, Stimpy? Why? Yeah, Adam Schiff was at that meeting. He said nothing. Nothing. Nothing.
Are you guys shocked?
There's no
Spygate.
What the fuck? Really?
Dude.
Okay. Not at all.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Can I have Russian music? Wait, there's a nexus between Trump, Russia, and Tara Strong.
Uh-oh.
Ooh,
Tara Strong was born in Toronto. Her family, Jews who lived in Russia.
Oh.
Like she wasn't the spy, Carlos.
She was spy.
Oh my God, I'm the Red Sparrow.
Bodies.
Red Sparrow.
Bodies. Immigrated to Canada.
Okay. Stormy Danielstein.
I love this. Your parents ran a candy store. I loved the candy store when I was growing up. Candy and novelty store.
My parents had like a famous toy store, candy store. They had the best stickers. Like I always had the best sticker collection. And we used to take road trips from Toronto to Buffalo to get the American candy.
I'm from Buffalo.
You are?
Yeah.
We went out.
Make out.
There we go.
Kiss, kiss,
we will
kiss,
later.
Kiss,
later.
Kiss.
And also, my parents were the first to import Hello Kitty merch into Canada. And I've got pictures of my dad, like, in a Hello Kitty furry outfit. And I'm, like, 5 years old. And then, boom, that's my first job.
That was your first job, the voice of Hello Kitty.
Wow. Hello Kitty's Furry Tale Theater is proud to present The Wizard of Paws.
Oh.
See? Still got it.
Still got it.
Wait, all right, let's do a little more history for you. So you say your son is now old enough to respond to your work. That's what it's all about.
Oh.
You've been nominated multiple times for... What's an Annie Award? Is that like...
Tell them.
I won it in 2017. Tom Kenny handed it over to me. An Annie Award is noted for outstanding achievement in the voiceover acting world. And I won.
Oh, okay. And it
it's not just
presumes,
voices, though. There's writers and...
It presumes that
like
you know...
It's like an animation
that.
Award.
We're talking about me.
Okay. Presumes you know the sun will always come out tomorrow.
Outstanding creativity in the animation world, whether it be producing, acting, sound, design, acting, acting, me.
But I'm the Susan Lucci of the Annies. I've been nominated like 8 times, never won.
Yeah. I won the award.
Listen, you motherfucking Annies. The sun is going to fucking come out tomorrow for Tara Strong, or someone's going to get a fucking goddamn daytime Emmy up their ass. Okay.
I got the trophy at home.
You do?
Yeah, it's just collecting dust.
Fantastic.
It's actually an instrument of death that I might kill my wife with it in a heated argument.
Are you okay?
We watched Dateline, though.
I'm a little worried.
No, I won't get away with it.
You were also Nev Campbell's roommate. She got the role. You both auditioned for Party of Five. She got it. Was there hair pulling and
that's
slapping? No?
We went to high school together. We've been friends since high school. We moved to LA at the same time. I gave her my shirt to try out for Party 5. I did not try out for her role.
Okay.
She booked it wearing my clothes.
Okay, but your shirt won her role.
But then I did another episode, so maybe that's why the article got confused.
Okay, I understand. Yeah. Travis, this is for you. Involved with a charity group called Bronies for Good.
Hell yeah.
Bronies are the most giving fandom ever.
Thank you.
They raised $40,000 for a vet clinic at a zoo that I raise money for called the Wildlife Learning Center. Have you been there?
I have not. But
okay, it's in Sylmar, and it's a rescue zoo. So it's only animals that have been rescued. I'm talking some asshole buys a monkey or there's an injured falcon. Okay. And because I raise money for them, because the Bronies are so awesome, I get to go in like the cages by myself if you want to come.
Oh, you know who else we had on the show? Animals. Sam Simon did that. Who died? Right, Simpsons. Sorry. Speaking of voiceover, Sam Simon from The Simpsons did that, right? He had
Tippi Hedren, of course.
Yeah.
No, but right. I mean, he had the same thing. The rescue something.
That's really
zoo.
He had a big rescue as well. That was.
Speaking of which, to fucking trophy hunters like Trump's kids, killing elephants and posing with them, all that shit.
They just fucking rescinded the Obama. They can shoot hibernating bears on their cubs
and lure them with bacon and syrup. Yeah. Just, yeah, you posted that too. It's just,
it sickens me.
Everything wrong in the world has been decided by Trump and this administration. What? Scott Pruitt, EPA, get rid of regulation. No. That's why it's okay to hate. Every decision that Trump makes directly affects my children. And that's when my mama, Papa Bear comes out like, you motherfucker, I hate you so much.
You're into Robert
De Niro? You motherfucker, you after my fucking kids. I know who you are, Broxdale. I know who you are, but you don't mess with a man's family. I know who you are. Get in the bus.
It's true, though, and I put that on my Twitter a long time ago. I said, I wasn't political until it enraged me. Everything he does, and it's pretty much
everything he does
on the daily.
Horrible.
It's horrible.
Yeah. You can shoot swimming caribou. You can fucking, it's just, everything they do is so incredibly mean.
And what are their kids, what's his kids are like, Dad, can you fix it so I can shoot some animals?
Oh, fucking punks.
Dad. We should do the voices for his kids.
Could you please do, now here is Don Jr. and Eric, courtesy of Tara Strong and Carlos El Rocky.
Dad, I want to go kill a leopard.
Yeah, let's go
do it. Don't send me over to North Korea to fight a war. I want to kill a leopard or an elephant.
I want to really go murder an animal.
Please, can I marry who I want? Can I have sex with Stormy Daniels? I have $130,000. Yeah.
Wouldn't Rocky want to shoot another moose while it's swimming?
Hey, what are you doing here?
Rocky loves all animals, dummies.
Hey, Rocky, why don't you poison that motherfucker? I'm not in trouble because I don't do the voice of, I can say anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't fire me. Don't have a job.
There you go. Yeah, we just did a story this week, and I blame Trump for everything about, like you were saying, the stuff that enables anti-Semitic shit that people, you know, post to you on Twitter or Facebook. And what was it, Travis? A man punched a pregnant deaf woman in the stomach and her service animal in the face on a flight.
What? Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Because, well,
there's no, you can't explain that. This is what's wrong with America now.
Wait, why?
Because he didn't like.
It was a
Great Dane,
and the wife thought it was too big, and so the husband punched it, and they got a fight with the deaf couple who started signing at them, and then ultimately he punched the pregnant woman in the stomach because he's obviously a pro-life evangelical Christian Trump supporter.
Yeah.
And what? I'm sorry, but now?
That's a real story.
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's another guy that peed on a seat of a woman in front of him because she wouldn't fuck him, I guess. Right?
That's a really weird culture.
The
incel. Thing in Toronto that went down.
The incel.
Oh, thank you.
Incel.
That is fucking scary, that
right?
shit.
Yeah. Yes. I mean,
guys who think they're entitled
you're
to
raising,
sex.
You're raising two sons. Like, how do you... Yeah. You're raising two daughters.
That's
daughters.
So... How do you go, like... My world? Like, that's so... different universe. Like, who the fuck raised those guys? Like, what
yeah.
the like my kids are 1,000 times smarter than half the shit I read.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm like, what
people were saying, like, what's going on with kids? And like, here's me and my wife. Kids don't get sleep. Our kids were on a sleep regimen. Their brains need to grow. The selfishness of couples right now. We went to like a bowling alley for somebody's birthday at 11 o'clock at night, and they have babies that are up because their fucking worldview is like, I don't want to give up my life just because I had a kid. I want to go out late and drag my kid with him.
Maybe it was like a bowling birthday party and they couldn't get a sitter.
No, but stay the fuck home. This is why kids are growing up with short attention spans and are all fucking moody, because you drag them out because you don't want to sacrifice anything. That's what entitlement is. Yeah. I'm not giving up my life just to have a kid. Well, yeah, you got to sacrifice a little bit.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then put on Ritalin, and then Oliver North can blame that on why there's school shootings.
Oliver Lyon.
Yeah, but I mean, this latest kid, you got a father that's calling him the victim and saying, you know,
Isn't it amazing that he's a good boy, though?
And
the good boy survived, right? The black guy with his phone in his hand.
No, he didn't survive.
Three kids.
Yeah. What's the thing? Sterling from the Bucks just got arrested in Milwaukee in January. He got arrested. He had his hands in his pocket and they tasered him.
Yeah.
Because he parked.
Tara, what does Twilight Sparkle from My Little Pony feel about the state of the world and
Donald Trump's
America? Is there anything sparkle?
I'd like to put some Twilight in that sparkle.
Twilight Sparkle recommends everybody quit hating on each other on the internet. Stop cyberbullying. Melania seems to have lost her handle on that. I'm going to take over and be the friendship master of the internet. Your faithful student, Twilight Sparkle.
You know, Twilight Sparkle was being best, being of the best, being the best, being the better, being the best of the better. I think before Melania stole your fucking act as Twilight Sparkle, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Be best.
Be best.
Be the fucking best.
Be best. Have the courage to leave your marriage, you gold-digging whore.
That was horrible.
Did I say that out loud? She's a gold-digger.
That was horrible.
You know, we'll edit that out.
She's got gutless. Complicit in all the bullying of her so-called husband.
I know, I used to feel sorry for her, but I don't anymore.
Yeah, strong women do not support Melania.
Like, those sinkholes are not her fucking tunnels that have collapsed.
They are her tunnels.
Like, she can't even fucking tunnel properly.
She's boring with her teeth.
Oh, fine. Don't you think she's like a gopher in, like, Caddyshack?
And she's ugly.
Murray's like, what?
She used to be beautiful, but her countenance is ugly because she sold herself, sold to the devil.
She totally did.
Tara Strong, ladies and gentlemen, has used her huge Twitter following to raise several hundred thousand dollars for kids with cancer, Snowflake, animal rescue groups, as well as commandeering her voices for her anti-bullying platform.
And you're also doing a lot for the Blue Wave, too.
Oh my God, I can't stop it. Okay, I've asked this because I'm, as you know, a childless loser that clearly works in my basement, but how do you, when you're raising kids, I don't know, what do you say when we have the biggest bully in the world in the Oval Office? How do you every day go, don't do that, don't say that, don't be like that, don't...
I mean, it's scary to think that that's the example that America chose.
I think as your children, my children inherently know that he's bad.
Oh, yeah.
They just do. I have a 4-year-old and a 7-year-old, and they get it. Like, he's a bad man, right? Yep, I don't have to explain it to you. You can just see it.
Yeah, when he won, my 13-year-old said, "Mommy, I was about to witness the first woman president, and now we have the first bully." And I was like, "That's right."
You got it. Didn't your son at a parade, or he got into an argument? I think it was about the oceans.
Oh my God, my older guy. Well, so I have not eaten meat since I was 16 years old because I'm a crazy animal lover. But my son, who's like a scientist, he grew up eating, as long as it was like kosher or organic or whatever, he ate a bunch of different things. And then he like goes hardcore vegan. He starts researching who's living the longest, who has the least amount of cancers, you know, the environment. Obviously, animal cruelty videos are enough to make anybody vegan.
Mm-hmm.
And he becomes like hardcore. And he convinces me to go hardcore. And one of the things about global warming is a huge percentage of global warming is because of...
Listen, Moby lives two houses up. He's been here for the happy
John hour. Robbins, okay. Diet
terrifying.
For New America.
Lisa Bloom's been here.
So we were
terrified.
Oh, yeah. So we were at the
Mary Lou Henner's done this happy hour. She's like, I smell meat or cheese. Who's been...
So we were at the Science March, and not one booth on global warming had anything to say about try going vegan to help the environment. So Sammy asked someone, and she attacked him... And, like, obviously she just wants to eat meat. So she's like, you don't know where you're getting your information from. And, by the way, my son stood his ground. He's like, actually, the information is da-da-da-da, and here's the statistics and da-da-da-da. And she was like, you should watch your mouth. I've been a NASA scientist this many years. And he says, well, you should do some research on da-da-da. And he really stood up to her. And he walked away. And the woman that was with her chased us and said, your son has a brilliant mind. And she said, I'm sorry she shut you down. That's completely the wrong thing to do. And I was really proud of him.
Yeah. It takes 5,000 gallons of water to produce 1 pound of beef.
And by the way, cows are really cute. They're like big dogs.
Don't you take fucking Sarah Sanders' cow. Don't
particularly
you take
the
her
one
away.
That fed Sarah Sanders in her whole youth when the
her
boys
dad, like, didn't
were
her dad just fat shame somebody? Didn't
Yes.
What?
Like, have you seen your freaking heifer kids? I'm daddy. I'll be back. I'm going to the barn. Brothers get all the table food. I gotta suck your teeth for a while.
Sarah's not familiar with the story. During the morning show, we decided that Sarah Sanders, when she was younger, was a very thin Huckabee.
Oh, yeah.
And the brothers were very husky, and they had to fight over food at the dinner table.
And she ended up getting food from the cow.
She'd go to the barn and just get it right from the source.
Milk right from the teat.
Got it.
My brothers are hogging all the biscuits and butter, so... Sarah, get in here. Supper's on. I can't get none.
That's disgusting. That's
she's an ugly
His point is that's where she got her vittles.
Yeah. And Tara. She's fat, too. Tara. So what is her dad calling fat-shaming people
right?
for?
He's fat.
Fuck you. Speaking of animals, I read that you had to make squirrel noises bubbles is without realizing it. You were making the face and putting your fingers up.
It was like this. People were like, It was actually Tom Kenny. Yeah. He's like, is this how you talk, squirrel? Do you have to do this?
Yeah.
No, but you know, all you brilliant voiceover guys like Carlos and like Jim Ward always, when he ever does Bob Dole, he's like, Bob Dole, and he always has to pick up the pen. Bob Dole thinks of Bob Dole. Like, he picks up the pen.
Whenever I do bike horn sound, I have to squeeze my own breath. Otherwise, I can't do it. See?
Billy West is in here. He's like, something he has to do with his voice for something he has to do like this with his neck.
It's Richard Nixon.
Yeah. Oh, Richard Nixon. Yeah. He goes.
Yeah.
You guys are fucking weird.
Brilliant, though. Tara, along with so many other brilliant voice actors and I don't even use actresses. That's not even proper. Right. We're all actors. There's just so many. I would watch a session of Fairly Odd Parents, the latest session we had. We had Kari Wahlgren and Tara and Darren Strong and Suzanne Blakesley. And I would just sit there and watch these jazz musicians just like going off. It's incredible. Voice actors are... I know that voice
when,
is the documentary.
When Jim Ward does William Buckley, he does the eyes.
Yeah, like, Jim is brilliant. But
because, and I'm like, no one can see it on the radio. But Tara, you talk about this, because I've always said this, just piss you guys off, that like in voiceover, like everything else, there's a thing for big names. And you got to get a big name, and no one even fucking knows who they are. Like, you're going, we don't know that was Tom Hanks necessarily or whatever, but you talked about Mark Hamill, who we both love, also fellow ferocious Trump hater.
I tried really hard to get him to call in today, but he's actually at a screening of
he was going to call in to say hi to you.
No way.
Yeah, we're going to have him call in. I was emailing with him. He's there.
The thought pudding.
He was doing a Q&A right now. He said, Tara's a big enough name. She can handle it on her own.
But you said with certain stars, like Mark Hamill, they immediately impressed you with their vocal abilities because you were saying a lot of these big names, it's actually craft what you guys do.
Of course. And you've seen it. They come in and they think, oh, it's just acting. But it is acting, but it's a different form of acting. I often say you're asking a tap dancer to do ballet. Not everybody does both. And sometimes they get so freaked out when they see what we do. You know, they've got one character to do. Carlos is busting out 10 different impressions, and they're like,
"Yeah,
I can't do that." And I've seen celebrities walk out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams, of course, was great on Happy Feet, Elijah Wood. But there were cases where I did work with certain celebrities that, yeah, they didn't understand the concept of not having anybody to bounce off. So it was an awkward form of acting for them. But, yeah, these I often call voiceover actors studio musicians that nobody knows about. It's like, we want it 4 years younger, we want less accent, and we want it faster. Done. Got it.
Done.
It's in my computer. Thank you. And that's a skill.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm okay with it. It's just the difference in pay that really is upsetting.
Yeah, a little upsetting.
Sorry, we don't have more than double scale for you, but Julie Louis-Dreyfus will get $10 million for her episode.
Yeah.
Thanks.
But like Mark Hamill, when he started doing the Joker, people didn't realize it was him.
He's so good.
It was like a... it was like a shock when you discovered
that. Well, it's perfect for Donald Trump tweets. But the article about you, I just wanted to talk about too, real quick. Hero in disguise. Tara Strong's a mom, wife, activist, voice behind hundreds of favorite TV and movie characters. You say one of the phrases you hear most from fans is "Thank you for my childhood." From Bubbles to Powerpuff Girls to Timmy Turner on Fairly Odd Parents, Harley Quinn, Twilight Sparkle, My Little Pony, Teen Titans Go. I mean, I have to keep saying it, like. Our childhoods were different than the active shooter drill childhood. So when people say that to you, that means a lot, right?
Oh, my God. It's so nice. I mean, so many people come to me at cons and they're shaking and they're nervous. And they say, you know, Raven got me through my depression and Bubbles helped me through my parents' divorce. And I've had there was a mom about 6 months ago at a con and she was crying. And I went over to her. And I said, are you okay? And she said, that's my daughter. And it was a girl dressed as Raven. And I went over and I was talking to her, and then I went back to her, and she hugged me. And she goes, "She's autistic. Hasn't spoken in 5 years, and once she knew you were coming, she hasn't stopped talking."
It's awesome.
I'm like, wow. What?
That's, how do you not live on that forever? How,
right?
Forever.
Wow.
It's really cool.
That's one of the reasons we go to cons. You know, it's like you have to give back to these fans. I mean, I often feel like bad for our predecessors. They didn't know how loved they were because of the internet. People know us. They recognize us by face.
It's pretty cool. Nick Akeson was at our show the other day. Nick has autism, and he's a big voiceover supporter. And Gray and I and Roger Craig Smith did a show at Flappers, and Nick came, and it means a lot to them. And the mom is always there to let
you
know.
It means so much that you're friends with them.
It's pretty cool.
I mean, there was one kid that was bullied that I did a personal phone call for. And he came home and said, "If anyone gives me a hard time, I can say Twilight Sparkle's my friend." And that gave him so much confidence to finish high school. Like, that's a huge gift that we have and a huge responsibility.
Well, I'm sure saving lives, keeping some kids alive in what has become such a mean society.
So
I know Trump is not the only catalyst, but I swear to God, Tara, I feel like he's starting a race war. He is.
You saw what I tweeted today, right? He's shining the Nazi symbol in the sky.
Yeah,
when
like
he's
Batman.
Saying you should get out,
Hitler
if
man.
You're not going to stand up, get out of our country. He's opening the floodgates to people
bullshit.
To go get out of my country to
Black
anyone
people,
who isn't
get
white.
Out.
That's what he's done.
I mean, between the Justice Department meeting today and the saying, you know, they shouldn't be able to allow it to be in the locker room. If they don't kneel, they should get out of the country.
And what?
That is fascism,
Hitler.
And by the way, why is nothing done that he called African nations shitholes countries? Why is nothing done that he said, "There's my African American"? Like,
look,
he is so blatantly.
Look at the Black people.
It's
Kool-Aid in every
why
community.
Why did nothing happen when he called them shithole nations? Why?
Why?
Because the Republicans are spineless little.
Well, that's one of your other big causes, is the blue wave. Because we need that to get him out.
We need, everybody needs to vote for
please.
Normal
and
human beings.
Can I just say, all right, we're going to talk about a bunch of other political stuff real quick, but your whole talent, I mean, how you're using it for activism. First of all, you said you started doing funny voices when you were a kid. You used to hold your mom's hand when I was six and say, "Let's pretend we're from England," in the store.
Mm-hmm. I did.
What? And how was your mom? Was she, her voice work so-so?
No, but she always encouraged me, for sure. My mom and dad, like, they didn't know anything about showbiz. You know, I grew up in Toronto. The closest thing was my grandfather was a cantor. But they always encouraged me to go after my dream. I had tons of acting classes, singing lessons, scene study, improv, which we always tell people if you want to get into voiceover, be a trained actor, because that's so helpful. But,
But you talk about your great-grandmother. I mean, she saved, like, part of your whole family at 16. She got them onto a boat, got them out of there. Mm-hmm. You say, "I have a lot of family that perished, but my bloodline goes on because she was so brave." You obviously got her blood. You got her
I think so. She was pretty
genetics,
strong.
Man. I mean, you know, you said not want to take her life or her falling for granted, strong, frequently uses her public social media platforms for good. And you talk about using your Twitter to raise money. Like, that's, but I do feel that comes from your blood. Like, I've said, my dad being a prosecutor at Nuremberg, I have a fascism early alert warning in my blood. Mm-hmm. Like, I, you know, and it was his running mate that went to Nixon and says, "Time for you to go." Like, we don't have those Republicans now.
I think they're all bought off.
They're bereft of.
I think they've all been bought off. And
they're all scared because they're going to get caught up
in
this.
That's right.
Yeah.
How can you be that complicit? How can you be that silent when someone you know is spewing vile and garbage and hate and lies and you stand there going, Pence
no,
is the worst.
When I saw him defending Nazis in the streets of Charlottesville,
hello.
I'm like, my father would fucking...
Hello?
Yeah.
And by the way,
you know,
the
there are a lot
shit,
of good people on both sides. A lot of good people.
And my favorite thing is his supporters saying that didn't happen. And so I put in my thread the video of it happening. And they said, "That's been a CNN doctored video." I go, "This was live. It was seen along with half of the world." And then my girlfriend posted the exact same video from Fox News.
Yes.
And the Trump supporters still said it didn't happen. Here's video.
Were you guys feeling? Oh, now it's my baby rescue dog, Jamie the bionic dog.
Jamie,
what do you hear?
How about we swally, Jamie? Get you out of the Lothroid 10, Jamie. Petey, get it through your gullet, Jamie. How do we feel about?
All right, Tara and Carlos, where are you feeling? You guys, honestly, I don't know what it is.
about voice actors, whether it's you guys, famous people like Carlos Alzaraki, Tara Strong, Billy West, Aisha Tyler.
The Tom Kennys of the world.
Tom Kenny.
John DiMaggio.
Rick Overton. All of you guys are such powerful political activists.
I think we are awake. We're just awake. We're privy to distilled arguments, to information, and we're aware that there's a real sense of danger of losing this country. I came here to your house when Adam Schiff spoke and when Congressman Liu spoke. There was real emotion from those guys. It doesn't have to be at that level. We're just awake. I think artists are traditionally awake.
Voiceover people in particular.
Yeah, voiceover people in particular. We are awake.
But why do you think that is?
I don't know, because we're used to watching people and tuning
also
in.
Also, we're used to like getting things not because of how we look, right?
Yeah, we depend on our vocal qualities to get voiceover work.
Yeah.
Are you doing people at the royal wedding now and Harry and Meghan's wedding talking about
America? God. That dress was a no for me.
That was a no
really?
For me.
Wow.
I just thought
it.
She's
I like
rocking,
that dance off. Come on.
Hot, gorgeous.
Come
body
on, Meghan. Show your wares.
It just didn't fit her on top.
I didn't
really.
Watch.
Oh, you didn't
it would have been
sorry.
Totally inappropriate. Show us your tits, Megan.
She's
that would have been totally inappropriate.
You, has a well, listen. There's a brony here, so speak carefully. As yeah. Twilight Sparkle, do you have hope for America? What do you have optimism?
Of course
do you
I
feel
do.
Like justice will be served?
Yes, I do, because friendship really is magic, and someday everyone will get that.
Yeah. Rocco would be like that, too. Rocco's always had optimism.
You know, sometimes there's crazy things that happen in the world, and you get really scared. But in the end, everything seems to turn out okay.
But do you think part of it is...
I don't have that.
As voiceover actors, in a lot of ways, and this is going to sound weird, but you're raising kids.
Yes.
And you have that... There's almost a parenting nurturing thing, because what you're doing is providing entertainment to them, providing lessons to them, teaching them things about
right.
the world and life.
That could be part of it.
So I think that might tie
That's
into what's
interesting...
going on.
Answer. And it's true, because I've had this anti-bullying campaign my entire
yeah.
life.
Yeah.
So to watch the biggest bully, and bullies and liars is my biggest pet peeve.
You were
the
sort
biggest
of
bully liar.
Up.
I mean, my sister was really, really bullied, and yes. my mom was really, really bullied, and I would hold both their hands and help them and fight for them. And I've seen how devastating it is. So to have the biggest bully and liar
in the White House,
it's.
But do you feel like there's a disconnect between the characters that you guys voice in the cartoons and real life under Donald Trump? And how do you explain that to your kids?
Yeah, absolutely there is, because we're a beacon of positivity and hope, which there still is. But yeah, it is at odds with what's really going on and the corruptness of mankind right now, especially in our country. But there is that duality where we're making happy voices for kids. But when you go to a con and you change somebody's life, and you make a personal connection with them, that cuts through it.
That's also empathy, which is something that they seem to be lacking on the other side.
Hello? I mean, they can rip away babies from their moms and put children in internment camps?
In warehouses.
What the?
They're brown babies, okay? They're evil. They're animals, okay?
Literally every day you go, what?
Mm-hmm. What?
Can it be worse? What can they come up with?
What? Okay, I have to ask another thing. Why is it that women always voice little boys in cartoons?
Because?
I did a movie with... Yardley Smith. But I'm like, what? And who played Bart Simpson?
Yardley was
Nancy Cartwright.
Nancy Cartwright.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's because vocally, little boys who do voices or men really can't reach that quality. It's very strange. Dee and Billy West are pretty good at getting there, sometimes Tom Kenny, but it's very hard for us to stay at that level. And so women generally have the smaller, I guess maybe smaller vocal cords or the ability to maintain voice. Boys will grow out of their characters and then they'll have to look for a new actor as they've done on The Loud
House. I haven't heard like a reason from a man before.
Yeah.
So I'll give you the reason from a woman's perspective.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, real little boys' voices change. So that you won't get a real kid in that role, because if the seasons go on, you'll have to replace him, right? So that's why they don't use real little boys, although sometimes they do. But if you listen
to... So you're saying you're not a real boy?
Sometimes. If you listen...
Like Pinocchio.
If you listen to actual 10-year-old boys and 10-year-old girls talking, you're not going to be able to tell them apart. So in essence, I think all little boys have a little girlish quality to
right.
it. So I think right. that's part of it, too.
Yeah.
Right.
It's probably a mix of everything.
Androgyny. Trump world's worst enemy.
Yes. What are these people? I can't define them. Are they brown? Are they evil? Are they animals?
The male, the female.
And you actually hit the nail on the head. The complexity of thought, of argument, is what really infuriates the alt-right. Is that they subscribe only to an agenda filled with hate and fear. And so that's what terrified. We were talking this on the way over. The David Hoggs of the world, the Emma Gonzalez, right? This is infuriating and terrifying. Ronald Reagan said it way back in the 80s. They don't want an educated electorate because they won't vote Republican. That's why he made it harder to get into colleges. And so this activism against guns by youth is terrifying. It terrifies
Dana
Loesch.
They're the one that's going to bring the change.
It terrifies Tommy Lehrer that these kids have
David Hoggs says, the kids will win.
That's right.
Yes.
Yeah, he said that today.
That's
He's
right.
Awesome.
He's awesome.
He's awesome. And so brave. And the shit that he gets thrown at him from grown people.
Yeah.
Like
exactly.
His friends
People that have just
died.
Watched their friends being massacred.
And by the way, Dianne Feinstein, the reason she's so passionate about it, she's the one that discovered Harvey Milk
Thank
and Moscone. She
you.
Walked into the rooms and saw those
and
dead
by
bodies.
The one, she's the one that said, of course this affected the outcome election before James Clapper said it.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, I think we should close for America with however many of your voices that you want to tell America it's going to be okay.
It's going to be all right, America. It's going to be just fine.
Whatever.
Mother, I don't trust that Trump. I agree, Denzel. Finally, we agree.
I wish Obama would come back.
I hope Elena of Avalor can be president.
Well, at least we're fine.
Hey, cat dog. Too bad a cat and a dog can't be president. That guy in the office is a jerk.
He really is a loser.
Holy shit, is that fucking asshole still the fucking president?
Oh, what?
You fucking, you motherfucker. I hope you fucking lose you mother. Run, Baron, run. Get in the van.
Let's just say, God bless.
I know words. God bless the United States.
Remember that day?
God bless.
His teeth were falling out.
That's what happens when Hooker pee gets in your mouth.
Or as Rudy Giuliani would say, of
America!
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tara Strong, you're the shit. How do we follow you on Twitter? How do we support your causes, your activism?
At Tara Strong is my Twitter. Same with my Instagram. I also have a professional page on Facebook. My charities are the Wildlife Learning Center, Mini Therapy Horses, and Nora, and they're all on Twitter.
She just said mini horses.
Oh, wait, we're back in.
They're going to be at my wedding. To somebody equally hot but gay that she knows. Okay, and your
at Carlos Salazar Twitter. At Carlos Salazar Rocky Twitter. And mine is Michael's Learning Place. It's a center in Inglewood for kids with autism run by, Ed Lynch. Michael's Learning Place. MYCHALS Learning Place.
Fantastic. God bless both of you and also...
God bless the United States. Oh,
shut up, you fucking moron. All right, that's it.
I got hookah pee in my mouth. What happened?
Happy fucking hour.
Floyd.
Christ,
get it,
let us survive this shit show.
Get your swally on. Cheers.